top stories today. A group of Belgian parents has rushed to the site of a fatal school bus crash in Switzerland, some still unsure if their child is among the dead. The children were returning from a skiing trip in the Swiss Alps when their coach crashed into the side of a tunnel. 22 children and 6 adults died. The Finance Minister, Penny Wong, has confirmed that the government ignored a recommendation to appoint former Treasurer Peter Costello as the new chairman of the Future Fund. The government instead chose Sydney businessman David Gonski. Ms Wong and the Prime Minister now have insisted that Mr Gonski is the right person for the job. A Senate committee has asked Fair Work Australia to hand over its report into the Victorian branch of the Health Services Union. The investigation found 32 breaches of the Act or union rules, and 3 former officials may face fines, but no criminal proceedings. The Commonwealth Ombudsman is also examining why a separate inquiry into the former head of the HSU, Craig Thompson, has taken more than 3 years. And Australia's swimming superstars will start to find out at today's Olympic trials who gets to compete at the London Games. Stephanie Rice, Jeff Hugel and Lippy Trickett are all in the pool in Adelaide today.